Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
Good morning. Hey, Peter. Good morning. Merry Christmas, everyone. Hey, Pat Gervais. Good to see you. It's cold down here this morning, I think. And I don't see that we have the very best internet connection, so we'll just see how it goes. Peter, when do you make your trek down to Florida? What week or day are you coming down? So we're in the Catholic Catechism, and we love this book. The Catechism to help us understand the teaching of the Church, and also to help us grow and go deeper in our faith. We have a faith, but it needs to be formed. We have a conscience, but it needs to be formed. Oh, cool, Peter. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Hey, Mark. Looking forward to seeing you guys this weekend for the luau and the cruise. Ways of coming to know God is what we're studying now. Paragraph 31. And called to know and love Him, the person who seeks God discovers certain ways of coming to know Him. Hey, Ted Scarpino, looking forward to seeing you this weekend too for the cruise and the luau. These are also called proofs for the existence of God, natural science, but rather in the sense of converging and convincing arguments, which allow us to attain certainty about the truth. Thomas Aquinas has his five reasons for the existence of God from philosophy, from reason. I have a sixth later, and that was coffee. Coffee to me is evidence of the existence of God, especially first thing in the morning. Good morning, John Clapucci. These are also called the proofs for the existence of God, not in the sense of proofs in the natural sciences, but rather arguments, which allow us to attain certainty about the truth. It's interesting how scientific people go, well, or a lot do, I won't believe in God unless there's empirical evidence. But these are supposed to be people that think and reason, but they say, I'm going to get rid of my reasoning empirically. And if I don't see God, then He doesn't exist. But philosophically, there's ample evidence there has to be an ultimate being, a God who created. There has to be an ultimate source for existence and essence. These ways of approaching God from creation have a twofold point of departure person. The world, starting from movement, this is St. Paul's Aquinas teaching. They felt in those days that the universe was eternal, you know, and so that God had always created it. And so their argument was from movement, that if something is moving, hey, Alan O'Dell, good to see you. I'm looking forward to meeting you and Dawn, and looking forward to having you here on our cruise in the luau this weekend. I'll be sending out an email. Cindy and I are going to have a second cup of coffee and sit down and prepare an email for everybody that's coming out. So movement is basically saying there is something that in order for there to be movement, there has to be something that pushes that isn't itself the pusher. And that's one of Aquinas' reasons for the existence of God, that God would have to be the thing that put things in motion. So the world, starting from movement, becoming contingency, and the world, which means you know, where did we get existence? I got my existence from my mom and dad, but where did they get it from? And on back into the fact that the ultimate giver of existence is God. And contingency, how can there be order when there is basically disorder? And the world's order and beauty. So beauty itself, so bright you can't see it. It's so beautiful this morning. Beauty itself is empirical evidence for the existence of God. The fact that we understand beauty and appreciate beauty. You know, a dog doesn't see that. One can come to a knowledge of God as the origin and the end of the universe. So in Romans, Paul spoke about this. Hey, Tony, good to see you. Aloha. The human person, I mean, as St. Paul says of the Gentiles, for what can be known about God is plain to them. Ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature, namely his eternal power and deity, has been clearly perceived in the things that have been made. So, you know, in the Greek and Roman mythology, there is this pantheon of gods that were pretty much like mortals, and the world that they created was randomly being invaded by them and changed by them, and people's lives being no real control over, there was no real, I guess, ability to do physics, because they believed there was so much random stuff happening, the way the gods were affecting things. It was only through the Hebrew faith and Christianity that science is even able to be done, because it's based on the assumption that there's an ultimate God that put things, that has a design and a purpose. And St. Augustine issues this challenge. Question the beauty of the earth. Question the beauty of the sea. Question the beauty of the air distending and diffusing itself. I contemplate this all the time. I'm on the ocean, so the wind and the waves, the changing wind and waves, and when the wind shore, it crumbles and makes the waves bad, but when it's blowing offshore, it holds the waves up and doesn't let them break until they form a beautiful curl. And it always amazes me how, and so I'm always aware of what the wind direction and the wind, how many miles an hour the wind is blowing. And so it always amazes me, why isn't it blowing 5,000 miles an hour? Why isn't the wind blowing 300 miles an hour between 0 and 20 miles an hour? Why is that? Question the beauty of the sky. Question all these realities. These are things that your senses can perceive. All respond, see, we are beautiful. Confession. These beatitudes, these beauties are subject to change. Who made them, if not the beautiful one? Who is not subject to change? The beautiful one who is not subject to change. Hey, Theo, good to see you. See you this weekend for the Lua surfing. But if you're gonna go, you better bring a wetsuit. It's getting colder every day now. The human person, paragraph 33, with his openness to truth and beauty, his sense of moral goodness, his freedom and the voice of his conscience, with his longings for the infinite and for happiness, man questions himself about God's existence. So the human person, his openness to truth, his actual sense of moral goodness, his freedom and the voice of his conscience, with his longings for the infinite and for happiness, man questions himself about God's existence. I just remember when I was about Theo's age, about maybe 15, Theo's probably a little bit younger, I was at the beach, Seacliff Beach in Santa Cruz, California, on the sand, and suddenly it was a very cosmic thing for me. It was like the first real cosmic experience I had, sitting on the beach, and I saw these waves break, and I was very familiar with waves because I'd built sand castles. And hey, Ted, so I was probably about 15, maybe 14. I would build sand castles, and then the next day they would be gone, you know. And I realized that my life on earth was going to be like that. I was going to be here, and then I was going to be gone. And I saw these waves breaking endlessly, and I thought, these waves have been breaking long before I was ever born, and they're going to continue to be breaking long after I'm gone. And it just gave me the sense of the eternal. And then, and my own temporal, way out on the horizon, probably 7 or 8 miles out, beautiful sailboat going over the horizon, and I saw it gradually disappear over the horizon. And I began to contemplate infinity, you know, just how far does the universe even extend, you know? So I contemplated my own limitedness, and I contemplated God's infinite and infinite being, and of course, the beauty around me, and the fact that I was going to be, the Bible says. But it didn't make me feel small, because I contemplated how great our Creator was and how beautiful He was. And it didn't make me small. It actually made me feel significant, that I knew that I was something special. I knew I wasn't just like all the other animals. I knew that I was created to be able to appreciate all this, and that I had a Creator. And it made me want to fly away to Him. I contemplated, but we all contemplate. Sometimes we drown it out with too much social media or TV or busyness, but in us all there's a sense of wonder. I'll let you enjoy the sunrise a little bit. Well, we look forward to seeing everybody. I've been sending out an email, and would like for everyone who's coming on the cruise, go ahead and send me an email with your phone number, and I'm so that we can share it with everybody. Phone number and emails will be shared, and then we can stay connected. Most everyone is setting up to have the early dinner, but quite honestly, we're gonna get together. We'll see if we can arrange that. But the very first night we get on the boat, we'll have dinner. Then after that, we're gonna have mass, and then we'll kind of get everybody organized, because the ship will have some things to tell us when we get there. But looking forward to seeing everybody who's coming on the cruise. If you're not coming on the cruise on the 9th, by all means, come down for our luau on Sunday night. The general manager of the Hilton was over here at our house. We do. And we're arranging a kind of a special little luau. Nothing's fancy. And Cindy will be teaching the hula. I don't know. Maybe I'll get my ukulele out, and we might, who knows. Cindy and I are going to have coffee now and plan everything. But so looking forward to it. Thank you, and so glad Alan and Don are coming. I wasn't aware that they're actually coming, so glad that you guys are coming too. We'll see you guys all this week, and if you can come in early or Friday night even, then you can go up to the Space Coast, check out Kennedy Space Station. If it's warm enough, and I think it's going to be warmer, we might be doing some surfing. We could teach people surfing. There's surfboards to rent right there at the Hilton. But I think around 4 o'clock, we'll be starting our luau. And it'll be right there at the Hilton. So come in earlier if you can. Just let us know when you're coming, and we'll ask you to text us when you get here, okay? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may the breath of the Holy Spirit aloha you. Aloha.
Good stuff happens when you support us at patreon.com/ Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure. You get instant access to every radio show, Bear Wozniak Adventure, and our TV episodes, Long Ride Home, the instant we produce them, months before they even air. Plus, we give you all kinds of free stuff, coffee cups, t-shirts, and other things like that. Go to patreon.com/ Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure and become our patron. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that bell.